corrupted. You see, so I was thinking there and asked the Lord, I said, why do you allow certain things to happen? And he answered me what he answered me 11 years ago. He said, I allow you to meet mountains because I know your enemies can't climb them. And I allow you to go through the storms because I know your enemies cannot swim. I'm talking to somebody right here. And I was, and we are meditating there, and I was sitting there, and this came in my mind. That, you see, those men of old, why God was so close to them, and they were so close to God, it is because there was one thing that was very evident. They had nothing to rely on apart from God. Imagine the source of your information now is internet. Imagine if you want to get something, to know something, you have to Google it. And those guys had to pray. In those days, the Bible says, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego told the king, he said, give us 3 days. We want to go and pray. And we'll come back with the interpretation of your dream. If it was these days, you'd be busy Googling. What's the meaning of this? So the source isn't God. And most believers, what you are relying on, you think you do rely on God, but trust you me, you have not yet relied on Him. You know, there are those of you who you do, and praise be to God because you do. I normally tell God, I said, if this fails, I have no other option. It's not like I've got option B to say, if this one fails, I'm going to do that. No, the only option I have is God. Time has come when you should actually first whatsoever ahead of you and say, you know what? I am fully relying on God. I can feel that God wants to raise again financial giants like he did in the old, in the Bible. These people will come and uphold the gospel. Time has come when God will raise up prayer giants. God will raise up intercessory giants. God, and when I tell you this revelation of the Jesus nation, it's not just a say, but it's what the Lord is trying to do. And when I'm telling you now that we're praying a new thing, it's not just something. No, God is doing a new thing. And when we speak of a new thing, you know, somebody may just think of, I'm going to get a new thing. No. It also means God is going to do a new methodology. The way things begin to happen, it has never been done in that way. Come on, somebody say, I'm here, prophet.
I'm here, prophet.
Now, in the scripture, in the book of Acts 19, verse 11,
now God worked unusual miracles by the hands of Paul.
Unusual miracles by the hands of Paul. In NIV it says what?
God did extraordinary miracles.
Extraordinarily. Do you know what it means, extraordinarily? Unheard of. Something never happened in that fashion. Now, I love it also in Amplified Version. Let's just read it and then we'll go back to King James Version. It says what?
God was doing extraordinary and unusual miracles.
Wait, so do you see the word unusual?
Oh, yes.
It means that there was something of a new fashion. Now, people got used that if you want a miracle to happen, a man of God must pray for you. But with Paul, it was unusual. It was unheard of. In verse 12, it says what? So that even handkerchiefs or face towels or aprons that had touched his skin were brought to the sick and their diseases left them. and the evil spirits came out of them. Somebody say new fashion. It was never done. It was never. Can you imagine people believe that, oh, I need a breakthrough. It's like you have to apply, you have to do this, you have to struggle to get it. Then God on you, he chooses to do it in a new fashion. He didn't hear me. Imagine with you, it's different. Can you imagine that you wake up in the morning and you have got no clue, no idea, then one phone call changes everything about you. I profess to everyone of faith. I join in faith with you. I prophesy that an unusual miracle, a new thing is going to happen in the name of Jesus. Now, when we go back on the same scripture of Isaiah 43:19, which I've been discussing about, it says, behold, I will do a new thing.
Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a rod in the wilderness and rivers in the desert.
So you see that. But what I want us to see here that is very important is in verse 19, it says, and behold, I will do a new thing. Now just spring forth. Shall you not know it? Now, the word know there is the word yada. Someone say yada.
Yada.
Oh, you didn't hear me. You didn't hear me. Come on, tell your neighbor, yada.
Yada.
If you have one neighbor next to you, if you have one, give them a high five. Say yada.
Yada.
Do you know what it says? Is this the biggest problem that we have? The biggest problem is we have got people who do not yada. And they're sitting right now watching me now, and they're still worried about, oh, things have been so bad, things are going so wrong, I don't know what's going to happen next, because they do not what? Yada. It's a see. Karupre into the head. Shall you not know? Shall you not know it? The word know there is the word yada. And now, come on, let's see the meaning of the word yada. I want you to get these meanings, okay? So the word yada, it means to know, okay? To observe, to recognize, to acknowledge, acquaint oneself with this something, become aware, to discern, to understand, to discover. There is a discovery as I'm preaching. You must actually have right now that, it's my season. Oh, what God is looking for is that yada. Just to know that, you know what? This was the time I was waiting for. It is only that thing God is waiting for. The reason why God is not doing it because you are not yet in the realm of yada. So God is there because the Bible says you shall know the truth. And the truth shall not set you free. It shall make you free. Okay, if you read the King James Version, it says it shall make. There's a difference between to set and to make. To set does not mean to be released. You can set free. A judge can set free a prisoner, but that does not mean he's made free. So a judge may say, now he's set free. You must still strip it there. I'm talking to somebody here. You may still stay there. And the judge has said, I have set him free. So when they have heard that you are set free, now they go there, the prosecutors or whosoever, they now go there to make you free. So the truth does not set you. It makes you free. So there are people who are set free. God said they are free, but they are not yet free. Because what they are waiting for is the truth. So your prosecutor to take you out is the truth. You didn't hear me. No, I'm talking to somebody here. They want to actually go there and say, no, we are done with it. We have no issue with him. This is the door. You can go. I have no problem. Because it's a prosecutor who put you there. So he has to be told again to go and take you out. I'm talking to somebody here. And when they hand you over to the prisoner services, It is them. They will come and make you free to say you are now free. You may be set free but not made free. So God can actually set you free. I can set you free. But it is the truth that will make you free. The truth you know. It doesn't say the truth. It says you shall know the truth. So it's the truth you know. Not just the truth. It is the truth you know. What truth do you know? I am healed. What truth do you know? It is my time. You see, so the scripture says what? And you shall know the truth, and the truth. Does it say set free?
No.
No. It says it shall make you free. Come on, somebody say make free.
Make free.
So if you know it, if you yada, if you understand. So when I'm talking like this, you sit there. What made David become a king? It is not because he prayed it out, but he was made aware. A prophet came and said, you will be the next king. From that moment, even his living, even his steps changed. He was walking carefully. I'm the next king. Am I talking to somebody here? Imagine I'm telling you right now that something new is coming, but you're still walking like something old is around. It's crazy, right? There are people right now, they're hearing my message as a prophet, and I'm telling them, and they're still behaving like nothing is going on around them because they do not understand. It takes the truth they know to make them free. The scripture says, behold, I'm about to do something. He says, shall you not know? Why are you not knowing it? Say yada. Say to know. So the word yada, it means to know. To understand, to perceive, to discover. So Mary was walking like this. She knew nothing. An angel came to make her aware that you, the pregnancy you're going to have now, it is, you're going to give it, you're going to have it because the power of God will come upon you. So when she's walking now, she was told a virgin shall, imagine if she was not told. She would have carelessly make a mistake and break her virginity. Because the scripture does not put the name Mary. All prophecies in the Old Testament never said a woman by the name Mary shall conceive. No. The address was the virginity. Oh, you didn't hear. You're slow. The address of the one who shall carry Jesus was not Mary. It was the only one who shall be a virgin at that time. The address right now, it is not a person's name. It is the one who will perceive it. I'm talking to somebody right now. So the address of what you're talking about, the miracle that's going to happen, it is not Mary. There was no name. All the prophecies, the predictions in the book of Isaiah, all of them, there was nothing called Mary. The address was a virgin. So you may be in a room. A prophet teaching, you may be watching all over the world, a prophet teaching, and God will be looking around, who is perceiving, who is having yada, who is aware that this is my season, who has this understanding that I'm about to restore her, I'm about to do a new thing, I'm about to deliver the family, I'm about to heal the son. Who is aware? Somebody shout, I'm aware.
I'm aware.
So it is all about if you know it. Say yada.
Yada.
Woo, glory be to God. Say yada again. Say yada.
Yada.
Somewhere. Imagine that. So David is told that he is actually going to be the next king. And the Bible says, and David behaved himself wisely. Do you understand that? David himself behaved himself what? Wisely, because he understood now that I have a prophecy. I have a prophecy. Do you know how many people I have ever given them prophecies, but they are not behaving wisely? Do you understand what I'm talking about? Imagine David got a prophecy, and that prophecy changed his character. How he was living. Imagine Mary got a prophecy, but her behavior changed. But imagine one gets a prophecy and act as if you heard it from a witch doctor. Like, oh, no, he actually prophesied to me. It doesn't work in that way. Prophecy is given to you to boost your faith. Because when I give you a prophecy, I'm making you to get aware. It is to make you aware. This is what's about to happen to me. What you're going to do with that awareness is none of my business. This is why Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy. He said, hey, Timothy. He said, pay attention to the word of prophecy which was given to you. Pay attention. Because when you are given a prophecy, you are made aware. So that you are aware. What is going to happen? What are you doing with the awareness? I have come and I've announced to you, a virgin shall conceive. After announcing to you, go and break it. Would it happen? No matter how you were given by an angel that this is going to happen and you go and break the virginity, do you think you still that thing is going to happen?
No.
It's aborted. The whole thing is aborted. And they say, that angel lied. That angel, come on, the address was virginity. Right now, the address is your awareness. Your address is knowing it. Your address is actually knowing, waking up in the morning, knowing. Imagine. Oh my God, I'm talking to somebody right here. Hey, imagine waking up in the morning and knowing that today something is going to happen. Imagine knowing that today, in knowing that in this month something new is going to happen.
Amen.
It is the awareness that many people don't have. They don't even know. The day that Samuel met Saul, the Bible says, Samuel told you so. He said, let's go and have dinner with me on the same table. Imagine you are looking for donkeys. You have come to a prophet you have come with a problem. And the prophet says, you will eat with me on the table. That is the day Saul realized that something, there is a shifting. There is something going on. This is not normal. Failure to know is what makes people remain the same. God will open those doors for them and they will remain like that for the rest of their lives because they did not know. They did not consider what God was doing. They did not understand the dynamics of God. Failure to know. To be made aware. Somebody said to be made aware.
Be made aware.
If you know, only you know. You say, but why would God in his wisdom? Why would God in his wisdom do what he's doing? Why? So if you check in the Bible, all the people, the reason God will speak into their life is to make them aware. The whole reason why a prophecy, a word was given, it is nothing to do with this. Prophecy is a special thing. No. It is just to make them get what? Aware. To yada. So it does not necessarily in the prophetic ministry to receive a prophecy for you to be aware. The woman who got healed of the issue of blood, she never got a prophecy. The Bible says, for she knew in her heart that if I touch him, so you do not need prophecy all the time. Sometimes you may sit somewhere in the prophetic ministry. On your own, you just know it. You just yada to say, this is going to happen this year. This is going to happen with my life. I know this is my portion. Somebody shout yada. To know it. To recognize. To understand. To discover. From that day, trust you me, until today, I talk about that day. The first day I met me, I just that day, I knew it. And trust you me, many people have met him. But nothing happened to them. There are very few people who have met Prophet Angel and something shifted because they didn't know it. And there are many people who have met him, even being cross like this, even being my partners and leaders, and nothing changed. Because it's an issue of yada to know, to say, why is God doing this? Why is God opening these doors? Because if God can open a door into a man of God, he can open any door in any place. I promise you, I prophesy tonight. Wherever you're watching from, I prophesy tonight. In this season that you are having an awareness You are receiving an awareness. You are receiving a knowing. You are receiving a yada, an opening of your eyes, an opening of your understanding, that it is my time, it is my moment. Somebody shout yada.
Yada.
Am I talking to somebody here? And actually the word yada, primitively, that word comes from a root of knowing somebody that you actually met a long time ago. Imagine you are in town and you meet someone and you're like, wait a minute. Looks like I know you. He said, no. How? Like, where did you do your primary school? And the person says it, and you are the one. I know you. Something that you had a clue before and you couldn't recognize, and you have actually now recognized it. You have heard about the gospel. You have heard of the power of God, but you did not recognize it properly. And then on that day, boom, it just opens up and say, this is it. I'm healed today. My miracle is here. You just know it. It is what God is looking for. The Bible says when Paul was preaching, and when he saw that the man had faith, he said, rise up. The reason why sometimes the man of God cannot say rise up is when he has not yet seen your faith. Not the faith of Paul, but when he saw the faith of the patient, he said, rise up. And the Bible said he didn't rise up. He leaped. He jumped. Oh, you didn't hear this. Imagine, to say, rise up. The guy didn't even rise it. He was already waiting for it. The Bible said he jumped. Jumped again. As if it was a pretense. Yada. It's what's going to happen now. This has to come in your spirit. You are just aware that, you know what? This is the time I'll make money. God will put a blessing on. I know it. It is now. I don't care what I went through. I don't care. I don't consider my past. This is a season of a new thing. Somebody say, I'm here. You know, I came with a prophecy and I told you all. And I said, you know, 2024 is a year of worthy transfer. But trust you me, there are very few people who actually have lived with that prophecy, praying for it, fasting for it, studying about it, going to the notes. What did the prophet say? What was it to say? Very few people. That's why many people will have a prophecy and they will never see it happening. The Bible says, making the word of God of no effect. Making the word of God of no effect. So the word can have an effect over your life or no any effect. It can change something or nothing. Am I talking to somebody here?
Yes.
Having illusions of their own mind. Making the word of God of none effect. I pray in the name of Jesus. In this season. I don't know who I'm talking to. But there is somebody who has faith. And I can sense it. And I can feel it, that there's a family somewhere, there is a man somewhere, there is a woman somewhere who knows it, that prophet you're talking to me. I know this is my season, this is my time. If I'm talking to you, shout with confidence, it is me.
It is me.
Mefrahande Bosch. Now say with me, say money. Say come.
Come.
Breakthrough.
Breakthrough.
Locate me now.
Locate me now.
Say healing.
Appear.
Healing.
Appear.
Appear. In the name of Jesus.